everyone, it's Tammy here in the Shona Project podcast. I'm without Alison today because in our last episode we told you that I've had a brainwave, which is to invite some of our ambassadors to come in for little mini episodes and talk to us about their experience, because when we hear from them it seems to like really help people to connect with their experience. So today I'm joined by Lynetta and Rena. Hi girls.
Hi.
Thank you both so much for being our guinea pigs. Beautiful, gorgeous guinea pigs, but guinea pigs nonetheless. We put a shout out to you to come and talk to us about just like the theme of friendships, and both of you put up your hands. So I suppose my first question to you, Rena, is what made you put up your hand? What made you think I have something to say about this?
It's definitely a topic that I think about a lot, and I feel like as I've gotten older, the girls that have surrounded me for the past couple of years, and definitely through secondary school in particular, have been my absolute like rocks through absolutely everything. And just being able to talk about this, I think, is a really cool opportunity as well.
Yeah. And Lynetta, what about you?
Actually, it was because very recently, about a month or two ago, I ended a 7-year relationship with one of my best friends. So when Tammy, you said share an experience about friendship, that was what immediately came to my mind. So I was thinking maybe it's a good opportunity to share about that experience and how I came over that and how I made the decisions.
Oh, wow. This is going to get deep. I can tell already. And like we were just talking previously, myself and Alison, about how, you know, you break up a friendship and it's like worse than any romantic relationship breakup, because you assume your friends are going to be there forever, you know, and that you're always going to see eye to eye and you can always pick up the phone to them. So like that sounds like a really brave thing to do. And we'll get to that in a minute. But Rena, can you just tell me, I suppose you're coming from a place where you're just sitting in gratitude here for your friends, and Lynette is coming from a place where she's had the realization that sometimes, you know, they're not forever and they don't last. But what does it mean to you to be a friend or to have a friend?
Well, to me, I would say it's about, in my experience, it's being able to love someone unconditionally. And I feel like if there's like people who teach you that, it was really my friends and stuff. I mean, I feel like with family, it's almost like there's always a little bit of like other family, like you always love them, like you kind of have to, they're family. But with friends, you are really taught to like, you know, this person, you might not always get along, but like no matter what, like you'll always be there for each other. And I feel like to me, I definitely think that being a friend is having unconditional love for another person. So that's what I would say.
And who's in your immediate friend circle and how long have they been there?
I have like a core four, including myself. I have three best friends. I went to primary school with two of them for 2 years, and then my other best friend I met in secondary school. So yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah, you're lucky that you've been able to keep them for so long, because I'm sure you've all like really changed as people during that time and kind of together, and the fact that you still see each other in the same way is so lovely. Lynetta, tell me about, like, before you get into this one friendship, like what was your circle like previous to that, or have you had like long-term friends, or have you had to meet new friends along the way?
So I moved between places a lot. For example, I moved to a different place after primary school, and then after second year, I moved to Ireland. So in a way, I made a lot of new friendships, but in a way, I lost a lot as well. So for me, it's really a constantly changing process. And as I've mentioned before, one of the longest friends that I've made, I just ended that relationship really. So right now I stuck with, well, not stuck with, I'm very happily stuck with 7 girls from my school, and they're now my circle of friends that I appreciate a lot.
Okay, so let's get into it then. Let's break it down briefly. What made you decide, because every friendship goes through ups and downs, right? And I'm sure you have your rows and disagreements and times where you're just sick of each other and you need a break from each other and you're like overstimulated and you have stuff going on and you just need a bit of space. But what was it in this specific friendship that made you think this is not good for me anymore?
I think it was because when I was younger, about, of course, 7 years ago, I used to think that I need to find friends who are just like me, who matches really well with me, and who has common topics and common interests with me. So that was how I got talking with my friend back then. But as time went on, I moved to Ireland, but we decided to still keep texting each other and calling each other in the weekends. So at the beginning, it was all really, really well. But I think long distance relationship, one thing about it is that it diminutes our growth and our differences. So I didn't notice how much we've changed. And then this summer, it was when we got back to each other again, we met up again. That was when I realized that actually over the years we've grown so much and that difference can no longer be ignored. So the very sad thing about this is that I cannot blame myself. I cannot blame her for ending this relationship. It's just really a thing that happens.
Look, I think it's a brave thing to do. I think, you know, we only have so much energy, only have so much time in the day. I think there's a difference between ending a friendship and not being kind. And I think you can still be really kind to your friend, and you could still, you know, if she picked up the phone and she needed you, you could still be available to her, but just maybe not in the same way. And like, I hope that you look back on that friendship and think of all the, you know, for the time that it was good, of all the things that it brought to your life. And, you know, we talked in the main episode about, at the end of a friendship doesn't mean you failed, you know, when you're not a good friend. And maybe just to look at it that way. I know you're smart. I know you already do all that. But, you know, just it's just nice to reflect on these things. And Rena, with your friends, then what do you think, you know, if young women are moving through life and maybe they're 13, 14, 15 and they're changing and they see their friends are changing and their priorities are changing and, you know, they're maybe moving around and they have more freedom and some do and some don't, like, what advice would you give to them to keep that friendship going and to keep prioritizing that friendship?
Yeah, definitely a thing with my group is that we're all very busy people. We all have very separate lives. So it's very understandable to like not see them as much as you want to, or you're on different schedules all the time. But I think just, you know, making plans at least once a month, I feel like, really help my group a lot, because we're all at this time a lot through the leaving, so we're all very busy and it's hard to catch up like we used to. But I feel like, you know, just organizing at least one sort of meetup once a month. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Sometimes we'll go on a walk, grab a coffee, something very simple. But I think just being in each other's presence is, you know, what you're really there for and what really helps. So I would definitely say, you know, making time can be hard, but if you just make it super simple, super easy for everyone, I feel like that really helps a lot as well.
For any girls out there that feel like they're under pressure to fit in with a group, right? They've had the same four friends like you, Rena, their whole lives, and they're just getting a bit older now, and they feel like the friendship is not working. They feel like they can't really be themselves or say what they think or wear what they want, and that it kind of feels like it's on a knife edge, like it could crumble any second. Have either of you any advice for girls that might be feeling that way?
Once again, I feel like through secondary school, I feel like getting to the group of friends that I have now has definitely been a bit of a whirlwind. I feel like growing from first year to like now, it's a lot of like personal growth as well, and realizing who are the type of people you want to surround yourself with, which can be really hard when you wake up and you're like, oh God, like these people just, they're not, you know, they don't make me feel peace. They don't bring me any calmness. I don't feel like as happy as I could be. But I think it's really important to be secure in yourself and understand that it's okay. You don't always have to, you won't match with everyone all the time, but it's always that, you know, trial and error of, you know, just seeing how things go with certain people. But if someone isn't making you feel like your best self, someone isn't supporting you the way that they should, it can be hard. But I'd say absolutely be confident in your decision to go, you know, this isn't right for me. This isn't a secure, you know, safe place for me and being able to walk away, even though it can be hard. But, you know, at the end, you will find the people you connect with, the people who are there for you, the people who accept you and don't make you feel, you know, a certain type of way that isn't positive and can be very, you know, negative sometimes. But yeah.
Mm. You said what I was trying to say there. You said about them bringing you peace.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, peace can be, you know, you can put on this cheesy song in the kitchen and all your friends will get up and dance with you. Sometimes your peace can be that you can sit and cry. Sometimes your peace can be that, you know, you're still talking about the fact that your heart was broken a year ago and, you know, they'll still listen and they'll still comfort you and they're not going to say, geez, will she ever get over this and stop talking about it, you know? And that's what peace is, right? It's all those things. So thank you. You found the word that I was looking for. Lynette, what about you and your friends now? Like, how do you think differently about friendships since that experience?
So I think friendship is not really just to find someone who matches with you right now at this particular moment in time, but rather is to find someone who can go through changes with you, who can actually adapt with you and, let's say, evolve with you even. Because sometimes when we are together, we don't notice those small changes. But in some subtle ways, friends all make changes to each other and we all... I hope make positive changes as well to make myself, for example, a better person.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. Girls, every time I chat to you, I learn something. I mean, I'm the boss of this organization and really, like, you should all just take my job, every single one of you. Thanks so much for giving your time. I'm glad I know you both. You're gorgeous. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
You're gorgeous as well, Tammy.
I'm not going to edit that bit out. I'm going to leave that. Bye.
Bye. Bye.